我们都知道亚伯拉罕是信心之父。
We all know that Abraham is the father of faith.
信心之父也有软弱的地方。
Even the father of faith has a time of being weak.
因为信心之父是人。
Because the faith of father faith is also human.
人有软弱的地方。
All human has a time of being weak.
人一生的道路难免会经历到失败和挫折。
Inevitably, in the road of life, we all will experience the frustration of being failed.
人会经历过不如意的时刻。
There is a crook in the lot of everyone.
我自己是其中一个曾经经历过许多失败和软弱的人。
I myself has experienced many failures and weaknesses.
经过许多的失败和软弱，看清楚自己的有限，也从生活当中经历神。
Through all these failures and weaknesses, I can experience God in the life.
我们在失败当中，我们学习到好多好多宝贵的功课。
Through the failures, we can learn a lot.
我们体验到神的信实和全能。
We can experience God's power and almightiness.
也知道说我们什么地方失败，什么地方软弱，我们就在那个地方站起来。
We will know that wherever we fall down, we will stand up by the power of God.
在经历失败的时候，正是我们反省我们自己、学习功课的时候。
When we experience failures, it is also time to for us to rethink what we should do.That what we have done wrong.
美国26任的总统是罗斯福，他曾经说过这样的话：唯一从来不犯错的人是那些不做事的人。
The 26th President of the United States, Theodore Roosevelt said, "The only man who never makes a mistake is the man who never does anything."
1914年12月的一个晚上。
In a night in December of 1914,
爱迪生在新泽西州的 West Orange 的生产设备发生了火警。
There was a fire in the factory of Thomas Edison in West Orange in New Jersey.
大概是有100万美元的生产器械全部在这场火中被毁。
The equipment worth of $1 million was burned out during the fire.
爱迪生是过去所花的心血都被火烧掉了。
All the effort Edison had done was burned out through the fire.
第二天早上，他在废墟当中，他漫步的时候，他就的脸上带着的是盼望和梦想。
In the second morning, when he was walking by the ruins of the fire,On his face showing actually dreams and hope.
67岁的发明家说，灾难是有价值的，我们所有的失败都被烧毁了，现在正是我们重新开始的时候。
The 67-year-old inventor said, Disaster has a value. All our failures have been burned out. Now is the time to restart.
亚伯拉罕有他的软弱。
Abraham has his weaknesses.
创世纪十二章第十到二十节讲到他第一次的失败。
In Genesis chapter 12, verses 10 to 20, it mentioned his first failure.
而第三次的失败，这是记录在刚才我们所念的这一段的经文里面。
The third failure was recorded just in the chapter 20, in the verse we just read.
第一次跟第三次的失败相隔大概有20年的时间。
There was a 20-year separation between the first failure and the third failure.
二十章是亚伯拉罕信心的第三次失败。
The third failure, that was the third failure.
第一次失败和第三个失败是有相似，是有一些相似性的地方。
There were some similarities between the first failure and the third failure.
两次的失败都是两件事情，不是一件事情。
It was two events.
不同的是第一次失败是发生在埃及。
The first failure occurred in Egypt.
第二次是在发生在基拉尔。
The second occurred in Gera.
在埃及的时候，受到埃及法老的责备。
When he was in Egypt, he was reproached by the Egyptian Pharaoh.
在基拉的时候，受到基拉尔王的责备。
When he was in Gera, he was reproached by the king of Gera.
亚伯拉罕在基拉又再出事了。
Another time.Abraham failed in Gera.
他似乎是忘记了二十年前的教训。
It seemed that he had forgotten what happened 20 years earlier.
他犯了同样一个错误。
He made the same mistake.
忘记了上帝的全能他只看环境对他不利，撒拉对他不利。
He seems he forgot all.About God, he only saw the drawbacks of the environment, the situation.
他为个人的利益而不认撒拉为他的妻子。
For his personal safety, he didn't even recognize Sarah as his wife.
他成了自以为忠心、自私、自利的丈夫。
He became a very selfish husband.
他又跌倒了一错再错。
He fell down.Once again,
一个人在面临死亡威胁的时候，很容易做错愚蠢的事情。
When a person faces the risk of death, he's very likely to do things, very stupid things.
在威胁的时候，他很容易说谎，很容易就失败了。
He's very likely to lie and also very likely to fail.
所以今天早上我们要从亚伯拉罕的这个失败当中，我们要看看有什么我们必须要提高警惕的地方。
Today we'll learn from Abraham's failure and see what need to be there's anything to raise our guard.
我们第一样事情我们要学习的是，我们不以自以为站立的文需要警惕。
The first.We don't need to think we can stand firm by ourselves, but to need to be cautious.
上个礼拜的讲台信息，我们谈到亚伯拉罕和神之间是有密切的关系。
Last week in the sermon, we talked about that Abraham and God had a very close relationship.
在曼利树那里，神以人的样式向亚伯拉罕显现。
By the trees of Mamre, God appeared to Abraham as a man.
亚伯拉罕接待神。
Abraham received him.
所以神就说了这样的话，我所要做的事情岂可瞒住亚伯拉罕呢？
So God said,Shall I hide from Abraham what I'm about to do?
神将他要毁灭所多玛的事情告诉了亚伯拉罕。
God told Abraham his plan to destroy Sodom.
那亚伯拉罕就围着所多玛的人民向神祷告祈求。
So Abraham prayed to God for the people in Sodom.
当亚伯拉罕跟神接触的时候，他就经历到神。
When Abraham had a relation with God, he experienced God.
亚伯拉罕认识这位神是怎样的一位神。
Abraham knew what kind of God he is.
亚伯拉罕有一个特殊的经历，这次的经历，亚伯拉罕整个灵命被提升了起来。
Because of his very special experience, his spiritual life was raised to a new level.
创世纪十八章和二十章，你相隔的时间是很短的。
Between chapter 18 and chapter 20 of Genesis, there was a very short period of time.
亚伯拉罕为什么在这个这样短的时间，从灵命的高峰，突然间跌了下来呢？
During such a short period of time, how come Abraham's faith fall from the peak to the valley?
第十八章，亚伯拉罕在凌晨是处在高处。
In chapter 18, his faith was in the peak.
二十章，亚伯拉罕因为害怕基拉而撒了谎，忘记了神的能力。
In chapter 20, because of his fear,He lied to the king of Gera.
他似乎忘记了他所相信的这位神是全能的神，是可以保护他和看顾他的神。
It seems he has forgotten this God is an all-powerful God, and this God can protect him.
比米勒王把亚伯拉罕召了来，就责问了他。
So King Abimelech called Abraham and asked him.
他说：“你怎么像我这样行呢？我在什么事上得罪了你
？”What have you done to us? How have you wronged? How have I wronged you that you have brought such great?Guilt upon me and my kingdom.
亚伯拉罕给亚比米勒的回答，我就是放在上面。我们熟悉的关系，我们就不念了。啊，请注意第十一节，亚伯拉罕的回答说：“我以为这地方的人中不惧怕神。”
So Abraham replied, "I said to myself, there is surely no fear of God in this place."
以为这两个字不一定是事实。
Said, I said to myself, it means it may not be the fact.
亚伯拉罕认为亚基拉尔地方的人是不敬畏神的人。
Abraham thought the people there didn't fear God.
总不惧怕神的意思是基拉尔人对神没有存着敬畏的心，没有顺服的心，他们很坏，他们无恶不作。
That means the people in Gera did not fear God, did not obey God. They were, we think, it's very bad people and do evils of every kind.
在属灵的事上，我们不要骄傲。
So in the issue of spirit, we shouldn't be pride.
不要以为说我们的灵命很好，我们在信仰上很稳，我们就不会跌倒。
Don't say that we have very strong faith, we have good spirit life, and we will not fall down.
什么时候我们有这样的一个观念，什么时候我们注定会跌倒。
Whenever we have such a thought, we will fall down.
马太福音二十六章说到，耶稣基督预言门徒们将会为他的缘故跌倒。
In Matthew chapter 26, Jesus predicted that his disciples would fall down because of him.
西门彼得听了耶稣基督的话后，马上就回答说
Simon Peter, after hearing the word of Jesus, and said,
众人虽然为你的缘故跌倒，我却永不跌倒。
Even if all fall away on account of you, I never will.
耶稣说他会在鸡叫以先三次不认主。
But Jesus said, you are going to disown me three times before the rooster crows.
的确，西门彼得跌倒了。
In fact, Simon Peter fell down.
保罗在哥林多前书十章十二节说：“所以自己以为站立的稳的，总必须要谨慎，免得跌倒。”
Paul in Corinthians chapter 10 verse 12 said, "So if you think you are standing firm, be careful that you don't fall."
生活在这个败坏的世界里面，我们难免受到这个世界的影响。
Living in the world of corruption, we are inevitably affected by this world.
但愿神保护我们的心怀意念。
Let wish God will protect our mind and heart.
但愿我们时时刻刻提高警惕。
And all we ourselves be on alert all the time.
我们常常记住神的话语是永不改变，和神的话语是永不改变的，而是神是看顾我们的神。
And let's all remember God's word will never change and God will always protect us.
靠着神，我们能要站立的稳。
So we need to stand firm by God.
我们不要让撒旦来试探我们，使我们跌倒。
So that we will not face temptation and fall down.
第二个功课我们要学的是，在我们的生活中要以神为中心。
The second lesson we need to learn is, let God be the center of our life.
十一节亚伯拉罕说，我以为这地方的人总不惧怕，神必为我妻子的缘故杀我。
Verse 11, I said to myself, there is surely no fear of God in this place, and they will kill me because of my wife.
各位不懂有没有发现，但单单第十一节有三个我字。
If you pay attention to this verse, you will find there are three words is related to me.
亚伯拉罕的问题是他以自我为中心。
The problem of Abraham is he was self-centered.
他只顾自己的安全，不顾撒拉的安全。
He cared only his own safety, but not Sarah's safety.
亚伯拉罕他的妻称他的妻子萨拉为妹子。
He called his wife as his sister.
为什么亚伯拉罕把妻子当成妹子呢？
Why Abraham treated his wife as his sister?
为什么不称萨拉为妻子呢？
Why didn't he call his wife as a wife?
虽然萨拉也是亚伯拉罕的同父异母的妹子，他的目的是为了保护他自己，不是保护萨拉。
Although Sarah indeed was a sister of Abraham, but Abraham's purpose was not because of that. He is trying to protect himself.
犹太古史记是耶稣时代犹太人的历史学家约瑟夫所写的犹太历史著作。
The Jewish Antiquities is the historian.Literature written by Josephus Flavius.
在他的著作十二章里面有这样的一段话。
In the book, chapter 12, there is a paragraph like this.
亚伯拉罕带着萨拉迁到巴勒斯坦的基拉尔，因为害怕，所以又用以前称萨拉为妹子的方法来应许。
When Abraham moved from to the Gerar of Palestine, because of fear, he treated his wife as a sister to protect himself.
亚伯拉罕害怕那国的国王亚比米勒，因他爱上撒拉，想要把他据为己有。
Because Abraham feared the king Abimelech there, because the king.Want to occupy Sarah as his own.
从约瑟夫所写的，我们可以知道亚伯拉罕是一个很胆小的人。
From the record of Josephus, we know that Abraham was a coward person.
他害怕基拉尔王亚比米勒为了撒拉而把他杀掉。
He was afraid he would be killed by the king because of Sarah.
原因是亚比米勒爱上了撒拉。
The reason was that.Abimelech loved Sarah.
亚比米勒的失败是他见到亚伯拉罕的失败是他见到亚比勒的米勒的时候。
The reason of the fear of Abraham was that when he met King Abimelech,
那个时候他眼目所看到的是他自己的安全，他没有想如果是他被王所杀害的话，撒拉也会落在王的手中成为妾。
He was only thinking about his personal safety. He didn't even think about what would happen to Sarah when she was taken away by the king.
如果他认撒拉为妹子的话，撒拉还是会落入王的手中。
Even when he said Sarah was his sister, Sarah was still was taken away by the king.
他什么事都是为自己着想，不为撒拉着想。
He was thinking just about himself, not for Sarah.
亚伯拉罕也忘记了神不断地提醒亚伯拉罕说，神要借着撒拉为他生一个儿子，神要祝福他和他的后裔。
Abraham also had forgotten that God reminded him many times that Sarah would give birth to a son for him.
忘记了面临说基拉尔王的时候王不能在撒拉身上做什么。
He had forgotten that the king of Gera would not do anything to Sarah.
他忘记了他所信的这位神是全能的神，是保护看顾他的神。
He had forgotten that this God, his God, is a God ofOur powerful and is a God of protection.
这里提醒了我们，神要成就的事情，谁能拦阻呢？
This also reminded us, whatever God would do, who can prevent stop him from doing it?
谁能破坏神所要做的事情呢？
Who can damage the plan of God?
亚伯拉罕在基拉尔所犯的错误是二十年前在埃及时候所犯的过失是一样的过失。
The mistake.Abraham made this time in Gerar was the same as the mistake 20 years earlier in Egypt.
亚伯拉罕犯过一次错误，现在又犯，是因为他只看自己生命安全，不顾太太的安全，以自我为中心。
Abraham made one mistake and another again. The reason it was he only thought about his personal safety.
这也是啊，今天我们要学习被提醒的心态。
This is also the attitude of us today. We need to be reminded.
当我们面对问题、压力、困扰的时候，让我们学习专心仰赖耶和华，不要看环境，不要看困难。
When we experience stress, danger, insecurity, let's all focus, look upon the Lord, the Lord, not ourselves.
有一个问题是说撒拉已经90岁了，为什么亚比勒还会爱他呢？
There was a question. At that time, Sarah was already 90 years old. How could the king Abimelech loved her?
圣经没有给我们答案。
The Bible didn't answer the question.
可是根据一些犹太拉比的回答说，因为撒拉已经怀孕，她身体的改变造成她看起来比她实际的年龄更年轻。
Now, some Jewish rabbis said it was possible because at that time Sarah was pregnant and she might look younger than she really was.
另外一个可能的原因是政治的原因。那个时候亚伯拉罕的势力是相当的强盛，亚比米勒为了自己的利益与亚伯拉罕结盟。
There was another reason, it was political. It was possible that Abimelech wanted to have an alliance with Abraham.
他以为娶了亚伯拉罕的妹子为妾就可以帮助他跟亚伯拉罕的关系。
He thought if he married the sister of Abraham, it would help the relationship with Abraham.
看看亚伯拉罕向米勒的解释，他说：“我以为这地方的人总不惧怕，必为我妻子的缘故杀我。”
So Abraham explained to King Abimelech, "I said to myself, there is surely no fear of God in this place, and they will kill me because of my wife."
亚伯拉罕害怕生命丧失在亚比米勒王以及那些不敬畏为神的人民手中。
Abraham.Afraid of King Abimelech, so he thought the people there didn't fear God.
其实亚伯拉罕忘记了我们每一个人的生命是掌握在神的手中，而不是他人的手中。
In fact, Abraham had forgotten that everybody's life was in the hand of God, not.In the hand of others.
我们的生命也不掌握在医生的手中，不掌握在命运的手中。
The life is not in the hands of the doctor, not in the hands of even the fate.
1986年，我的岳母生了一场大病。
In 1986, my mother-in-law was sick badly.
她的身体十分的虚弱。
And she was very weak.
医生就召集了家人来。
So the doctors asked all the family members together.
告诉我们要为做母亲的事安排后事。
And told the family members to plan for the funeral.
当时候我们十分的难过。
At that time we were all very sad.
那个时候我们正要准备在六月的时间离开新加坡到英国去。
At that time, we were planning to United Kingdom in the June.
母亲是一个十分慈祥又很单纯，信心很单纯的一个人。
My mother was a very nice people and has a very simple faith.
我们不断地围着她祷告。
We prayed for her and pray again.
真的 奇迹发生了。
And miracles happened.
他不但一天一天身体好起来。
His health became better and better.
也让我们可以安心的到英国去。
So that we could live for the United Kingdom.
神不但医治了他，也给他健康的身体。
God not only healed her,Even gave her a very healthy body later.
她常常地围着儿女们祷告。
And later, she always prayed for the children.
上帝给了她多活了整整20年的时间。
God gave her another 20 years life.
她在2006年6月安息在主 的怀抱里面。
And he passed away in the June of 2006.
他享年是95岁。
At the age of 95.
上帝听了我们的恳求。
God heard us.
啊，赐给他过一段安详和健康的晚年。
Give her a very healthy and calm life.
使我们在国外的侍奉他。侍奉的时候完全没有后顾之忧。
That makes us, when we do the serving, we didn't have any worry.
也让我们经历到上帝是掌管我们生命气息的神。
So that we, through this, we have experienced that God was the God to control our life.
上帝是看顾我们的天父。
He's also the Heavenly Father that cares us.
第三个功课我们要学习的是，我们要知道夫妻之间是不可以分开。
The third lesson is that the husband and the wife is inseparable.
亚伯拉罕住在亚比米勒的时候，亚伯拉罕和撒拉之间的关系是同父异母兄妹的关系。
When Abraham in the king in Gerar, the relation between Abraham and Sarah was a brother and a sister.
当他们两个人结婚之后，亚伯拉罕和撒拉的关系就更加的密切了。
When two persons get married, the relationship should become very close.
他们已经是夫妻关系。
So when they get married, they are a husband and a wife.
有人或许会问，兄妹怎么可以结婚呢？
Some of you may ask, how could a brother and a sister get married?
兄妹结婚是当时候是可以是被准许的。
At that time, it was allowed.
因为人口很少。
Because the population was low.
亚当和夏娃的儿女结婚，要结婚才会有后代。
So the children of Adam and Eve must get married to get their children.
兄妹结婚是准许一直到摩西的时代。
Being the permission to get married between a brother and a sister was allowed till the time of Moses.
摩西的时代律法一订立的话后就被禁止了。
When the law came by Moses, the marriage between close relatives was forbidden.
我们可以从利未记十八章、二十章和生命记二十七章看到这方面的记载。
Some records can be found in Leviticus chapter 18 and Deuteronomy chapter 27.
在这里顺便推荐一本书啊，这本书是 C.S. Lewis 所写的《四种爱》。
Here I recommend a book. It's written by C.S. Lewis. The name is The Four Loves.
这本书提到了亲情、友情、爱情和圣爱。
The book talked about four types of loves. I'll mention them very carefully. The first is storge, means affection. The second is friendship. The third is romance. And the fourth is agape, means unconditional love.
特别我希望我们当我们每弟兄姐妹以及我们的年轻的弟兄姐妹能够去读这本书。
I hope you can have a chance to read the book, especially the young people.
他对每一种爱都加以规范，有详细的解析。
He has a very detailed explanation to each of the loves.
我们回到亚伯拉罕亚伯拉罕知道夫妻之间，神要亚伯拉罕知道夫妻之间的关系和兄妹之间的关系是很不一样的。
After this event, God let Abraham to know that the relation between a husband and wife is very different from the relation between a brother and sister.
夫妻之间的关系比兄妹之间的关系更加的密切。
The relation between a husband and wife is much more closer than the relation between a brother and sister.
其实神很注重夫妻的关系。
And God put high emphasis on the relationship between a husband and wife.
旧约和新约的圣经没有提到兄妹关系的经文。
in the old, both the Old and New Testament, we don't see much verses about the relation between a brother and a sister.
但是有好多地方就提到夫妻之间的关系。
But the relationship between a husband and wife has been mentioned in many times.
旧约圣经提到婚姻是神所设立的。
In the Old Testament, it mentioned that the marriage was established by God.
他提到说夫妻之间的这个关系是怎样的一个关系，就是盟约的关系。
It mentioned that the marriage relationship is a relationship of covenant.
在马拉基书、在、有这一方面的教导，他谁是你的配偶，又是你盟约的妻。
In Malachi, there are such verses.Though she is your partner, the wife of your marriage covenant.
那么在箴言二章七节也提到忘了神的盟约。
In Proverbs 2:17, she has left the partner of her youth and ignored the covenant she made before God.
任何夫妻所订立的盟约都是受到任何夫妻违背了神所订立的盟约都要受到责备。
If we disobey the law, the covenant of God, he or she would be reproached.
来到了新约，耶稣基督在十九章一到十二节，就是马太福音引用了旧约圣经，强调夫妻之间是不能够分开的。
In Matthew 19:1-12, Jesus also.Mentioned the relation between husband and wife.
保罗在以弗所书也强调夫妻之间的关系，就好像基督跟教会的关系这样。
In Ephesians, Paul also mentioned the relationship between husband and wife is just like the relationship between Jesus and the church.
这两个关系是建立在彼此之间的相爱。
The relationship is established based on the.Mutual love.
神要祝福亚伯拉罕是从他跟撒拉之间夫妻的关系开始的。
God would bless Abraham. It started from the relationship between him and Sarah.
不是夫妻不是兄妹的关系。
Not as brother and sister.
夫妻之间两个人就要相爱，要持守终身，不能够分开的。
A husband and a wife should never be separated and live together for a whole life.
在生活当中，丈夫的问题也是妻子的问题。
In a life, any issues of a husband is also issues of a wife.
妻子的问题也是丈夫的问题。
The same way, the issues for a wife are also issues for the husband.
两个人成为一体。
The two are actually one.
这个就是兄妹之间的关系所没有的地方。
This meaning doesn't exist in the relationship between a brother and sister.
夫妻的关系是不可以随意分开的。
So the relationship between a husband and a wife cannot be separated.
亚伯拉罕的失败是他以为夫妻关系是可以分开的。
The problem of Abraham is that he thought the relation between a wife and a husband can be separated.
在顺境的时候他认撒拉为妻子。
When the circumstance is in a favorable situation, he treated Sarah as his wife.
在遇到危险的时候他认撒拉为妹子。
When he faces risks,He treats Sarah as his sister.
这个是个不是是不负责任的说法。
This is a very irresponsible way to.
夫妻必须生活在一起，当他们经历到任何的时候，任何问题的时候，夫妻都要在一起商量，一起面对，一起处理。
A husband and a wife must live together. When anything happens, both of them need to discuss and find a way to how to handle it.
我们不能够逃避的。
We cannot escape from the issues.
丈夫是一家之主，要负起做丈夫的责任。
The husband is the head of the family and should be responsible for the family.
丈夫的责任就是要保护妻子。
And one of the responsibilities is to protect the wife.
亚伯拉罕见到撒拉被带走的时候，成为一个男人大丈夫，就要挺身而出阻止撒拉被带走。
So at the situation for Abraham. He should to behave as a man and protect his wife.
因为撒拉被带走之后将会发生的事情是亚伯拉罕所不知道的。
Because when Sarah was taken away, what would happen is Abraham would not know what would happen.
所以耶稣基督的榜样，他爱教会熬到一个怎样的地步呢？
So, Jesus loved the church. To what level did he love the church?
以弗所书第五章二十五节说，为教会舍己。
In Ephesians chapter 5 verse 25, it says, to die for the church.
同样的丈夫爱妻子要爱到怎样的地步，就是为妻子的缘故舍己。
So, for in the same way, a husband should protect his wife and to die for the wife.
可是我们要感谢神的话的是的是神的恩手一直在保护和看顾亚伯拉罕和撒拉。
We thank God he always protect Abraham and Sarah.
当撒拉被带走后，神在梦中责备亚比米勒。
When Sarah was taken away, God reproached Abimelech in a dream.
神对亚比米勒说，我也拦阻了你。
God told Abraham in a dream, Yes, I know you did this with a clear conscience, and so I have kept you from sinning against me.
我也拦阻了你。
Yes, kept you from sinning against me.
根据约瑟夫的文献里面，他讲到原来神降了一种危险的疾病给国王。
According to Josephus,God sent a very bad disease to Abimelech.
拦阻亚比米勒的私欲。
And that stopped any desire from Abimelech.
医生怎样医也医不好。
And the doctor could not heal him.
所以二十章啊，创世纪二十章十八节也说，因耶和华为亚伯拉罕的妻子撒拉的缘故，也已经使亚比米勒家中的妇人不能生育。
In verse 18 of this chapter 20, it says, For the Lord has kept all the women in Abimelech's household from conceiving because of Abraham's wife Sarah.
神应许要赐给亚伯拉罕儿子。
God promised to a son for Abraham.
这个应许是没有改变的。
This promise had never changed.
神的手在亚伯拉罕及撒拉的当中保护和看顾他们。
God has protecting Abraham and Sarah all the time.
特别是保护撒拉避免受辱。
God also protect Sarah from being ashamed.
亚伯拉罕在这件事情上面是要学习功课。
Abraham should have learned a lesson from this experience.
他见到亚比米勒的妻子和家人不能够生意，也他知道耶和华岂有难成的事呢？
He knew that Abimelech, the wife of Abimelech and his household couldn't conceive, and he also knew that there's nothing too difficult for God.
他经历这位神是怎样的一位神？
And his experience told him what kind of God he is.
所以他为着亚比米勒的病痛及妇女不能生育祷告。
So he then prayed for Abimelech's disease and also the women's.
他认识了神是父。
He knew God is the Father.
他认识了能力是出乎耶和华，不出乎他自己。
He knows the power is from God, not from himself.
他知道如果神听他的祷告，他所要做的事，神是可以成就在亚比米勒的家中。
He knows that if God hears him, whatever he will do, God will let it happen.
是我们看到亚伯拉罕信心时起时落。
We see that even Abraham's faith was was up in one moment and was down in another moment.
上帝仍然拣选他。
But God still selected him.
从今天的经文里面，我们看到这位神是施恩典的神。
From today's verses, we can see that the God is a God of blessing.
在我们的生活当中，我们的确要求神给我们智慧。
In our life, we need to ask God to give us wisdom.
我们要时时刻刻的小心，常常的跟从主。
We need to be careful to follow God all the time.
不要像亚伯拉罕一样失败了又再放 又在犯过去所犯的错误。
Don't be like Abraham to fail and fail again.
所以诗歌啊，主是瓦望有一段讲的很好。
So there is a song here.
成为我智慧，成为我真言，我愿常跟随。
God is my wisdom. God is my prop. I will follow you.
让我们一起来
I will be always by your side.
让我们唱一起来唱这首诗歌。主是我望有。
So let's sing this song together. God is all my vision.